I think it's highly important that we make the community aware of the fact that there are many, many children in foster care waiting for a forever home. And to those families who make that commitment, we wanted them to still feel special today, because today we do extraordinary things that we don't normally do when we finalize adoptions, to make it a special event.
Can you describe the atmosphere at the adoption event? I would imagine it's very emotional.
It is emotional. We have social workers who cry. We have adoptive parents who cry. We have children who just smile, some who are solemn. It runs the gamut, but because we have made it a festive day, which kind of makes you happier than sad, I suppose. But when we have a social worker who is overjoyed because the children are finally having a forever home, that just makes you understand how important this entire process is.
And although November 8th is officially Adoption Day, the entire month of November is dedicated to raising awareness about this cause. Why is that important?
It's important because there are over 100,000 children across this nation in foster care. In Montgomery County, we have close to 1,000. Recent studies have shown that children who lack stability and consistency usually do not fare well in the world, because they have not had that one thing that they need, and that's somebody that loves them, cares for them, that they can love and care back. So they have all kind of psychological issues, as well as just not having a place to go. Now, you think about the fact that children age out of the foster care system at 18. Say that child goes to college. All of the other college students go home for the holidays. Where does that child go? I mean, they have no forever family. They're aged out of the system. So it creates problems not only as they're growing up, but lifelong problems.
What would you like to say to anyone that may be listening and considering the adoption option? What should they know? There are some misconceptions out there.
There are a lot of misconceptions, and I think one of them has to do with the fact that someone is too old to be adopted. You know, the teenagers are the last to be adopted. I have families today who were adopting teenagers. They've come to their homes, and they have, they have had some issues, because most teenagers do.
Yeah, what teenager doesn't? Yeah. There you go.
You know, but they have weathered the storm, and it's pleasurable to me to see a teenager 15 years old being adopted, because in 3 years that person would have aged out. The other misconception is that only the broken or disabled children are in the system, and that's not true either. The kids are healthy, you have healthy children, and you have some with illnesses that, you know, as in any population. They don't have the disabilities that I think a lot of people think, I don't want to deal with adoption because you don't know what you're going to get. But I say, when you have your own child, you don't know what you're going to get. So what's the difference?
That is spoken with the wisdom of a judge. You can find out how to get more information about foster care and adoption on our website at wnku.org under local news. Judge Alice O. McCollum, thank you for sharing your experience with us.
It's been my pleasure.